If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Good evening, everybody. I am going to get right into it, and I'm sorry to anyone that tries to hop on live. I'm not going to add any people on today. I'm not going to be asking or answering questions because I want to get to a couple things quick. Over the last 2 days, it's been pretty busy for us at GoMahi. We're working on finding the proper attorney that we want to run with for the rest of our lives. And that's kind of a big commitment, finding somebody that we want to be on our team from the beginning to the end of our company from day one. Sorry, I'm laughing out loud because I have a good buddy, Rye Guy, that comes on every night and says this is the best part of his day. And it makes me laugh because at the moment, this means completely nothing. And this is a long-term deal. So hopefully someday it'll actually be worth something to Rye Guy, and Rye Guy can be the first guy that watches. So anyways, own personal update quick. Finished the 1,500 emails that we needed to send out to students, try to get them on as interns. We talked to a few attorneys that we want to hire to get on board. So hopefully one of them will fit the personality that our CFO wants to work with. I'm laughing again at Rye Guy because he is literally the only person watching right now. So thank goodness if Rye Guy wants to be like other people, he can check it out in the podcast form and maybe download it like everybody else. But for now, we're doing the video version. Sorry, Rye Guy, just hang in there. Second thing, we worked on redesigning the backend portal for our site. I think if any of you guys out there need to create a website of any type, make sure you go to Sketch. And that's actually going to be something I bring up right now. I was on a podcast tonight, Pocket Thoughts, and we addressed a few main questions. A question that I was asked was, what is the most important development tool I'm using today? And one of the most important tools I would say is Sketch. You can buy it for $99 a year. It allows you to pretty much make anything in the world. So you can make web designs, you can do marketing, you can do social media stuff. Highly recommend it. Super cheap, but allows you to edit anything, make anything you want. The second tool that I brought up was Thrive Themes for WordPress. Any of you guys out there that want to basically create a personal brand, or you want to create an e-commerce site, you want to make, let's say, an online course, get Thrive Themes on WordPress. You can customize everything in the world. You don't need to know HTML, and you can create really great websites, which literally nobody takes advantage of for some reason because they just don't know it exists. The other question that I really wanted to get into that I thought was super interesting, and I'm looking at the questions that were asked. One of the questions was, how has entrepreneurship changed in the past 5 years, and what do you predict will happen in the next 5 to 10? I'm going to call this shot now, so someday when there's more than one person watching this, I can say I said this 5 years ago. But basically, what I think has happened over the last 5 years is entrepreneurship has become really cool. It's become glamorized, it's become popular, it's become something that everyone's legitimately in love with and they want to become a part of, because if you look on social media, everyone that's an entrepreneur drives a sweet car, has a big house, has a hot woman on their arm. But that just isn't the truth. I think a lot of people are making a big mistake, because if you actually look at the statistics, there are currently 400 million people out of the 7 billion people on this earth that believe they are entrepreneurs. That's how they describe themselves, and that's how they identify themselves. I think that's pretty dangerous, because if you look at a recent poll, it actually showed that 2 out of 3 people believe entrepreneurship is the safest route. It's the route that they can succeed the most in, and it's the quickest way to fame and success, which I believe is crazy. So the reason why I believe this is so crazy is because if you look at entrepreneurs as a whole, the average salary of an entrepreneur is $50,000. And I know that might be a lot to some people, but in reality, it's not that much money, especially when you look at the fact that not only are they only making $50,000, they're also working on average 66 hours a week. So they're working a lot more, and they're not making that much more money. So people have to look at the statistics of being an entrepreneur and the fact that it's just not as glamorous as people make it out to be nowadays. So that kind of leads to my next thing about what I believe entrepreneurship will look like in 5 to 10 years. And what I see entrepreneurship doing is, I think it's gonna be really dangerous. It's gonna be really scary. And what I mean by that is, people aren't aware that 90% of startups fail. 90%, that's a huge number. And that's really scary, because right now, the economy has been amazing for the last 10 years, and that's when entrepreneurship has become really popular. And I believe over the next couple of years, the market's gonna correct, and it's gonna definitely weed out the true entrepreneurs and the entrepreneurs that are just doing it to do it. Another very scary fact for me is the idea that, or this isn't even an idea, this is just true fact, startups are really intense right now, and they're really scary. 41% of startups are surviving because they take out a personal loan or they've taken out some kind of credit debt. Now that's horrifying, because if 41% of startups currently have debt, when the market corrects, 41% of startups are gonna be in big trouble. And the reason why I freak out about this, or I'm a little bit nervous about it, is I actually think it could lead to something very scary, in the sense that a lot of these CEOs and owners of these startups, it's gonna be the first time they've experienced failure. And I actually believe it could lead to suicide. I know that's really dark, but I think it's gonna be scary to see a bunch of CEOs, entrepreneurs fail for the first time. And I think that's what's gonna happen over the next 5, 10 years. And I think it's gonna give entrepreneurs that are prepared for that kind of stuff a real opportunity to take over and dominate the market. So in the last 5 years, I think entrepreneurship's been booming. In the next 5 to 10 years, I think it's in big trouble. And I think it should be really interesting to see what people end up doing. I was thinking about cutting it short right here and just letting it be, but I'm gonna answer one more question quick. And this question is about what I believe students are lacking, and college students, that is. I believe college students right now are really missing that unique ability to problem solve. And what I mean by that is, I think they need to do a better job of critical thinking. So if I'm your boss and I ask you to basically complete a task, I expect you to figure out how to come up with a solution to that task. And if you can't figure it out, I don't expect you to come to me right away and say, hey, I can't figure this out, can you tell me how to do it? If that's what I wanted, I wouldn't have hired you in the first place. I need somebody that's willing to come up with different solutions. So if you're out there, and this is actually gonna be the last thing I say tonight, if you're out there and you're trying to figure out what you can bring to the table for a company, or if you're looking at internships, or you're looking at what you should focus on as a college student, make sure you're willing to do your own critical thinking. So if you have a problem at work, don't pretend you know the answer to everything, but if you go to your boss and you ask for help, make sure you go to your boss and give them two or three solutions you explored, and then ask them if any of those solutions are correct. And if they're not, be fine with it and take their advice and move forward with that. But just remember, in your boss's mind, you have brought so much to the table by at least trying to come up with a few solutions, because you have proven that you have the ability to actually explore new solutions. You have the ability to actually figure out what the actual problem was that you're trying to solve. You have the understanding and you have made the effort. And that's really what it's all about. It's the effort. So that's really all I have to say tonight. I wanted to touch on a few of those questions really quick because I think they were super valuable. And I hope each of you have a wonderful day, wonderful night, whenever you listen to this. And we'll see you tomorrow night.